defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here we go again. The attacks keep coming. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom in these Armed American Radio Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios. Joining me today is a dear friend, someone I've known for many years, who can tug your heartstrings because of her story and knows firsthand what gun control, the dangers of gun control. And I'm going to bring her to you here today. We're going to kind of carry on the conversation I had yesterday, which with Eric Friday, as you know, was regarding red flag laws. Nikki Gosar joins me on the program today. Nikki, how the heck are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
You know, I wish it were under different circumstances, Nikki, but let's start, before we go into red flags, let's start with the campaign from the other side. Let's go back to the beginning here, and then I want to ask you about current events, and then we'll get into red flag laws. I know you have a lot to say. First off, for new listeners, because we are on so many new stations around the country, would you briefly tell your story to our listeners today?
Sure. Back in 2009, this is like 10 years ago, my husband, Benjamin, was murdered right in front of me by a man who was stalking me. And because of Tennessee state law, where I reside at the time, I was not allowed to have my legal permitted firearm that I normally carried for self-defense inside of the restaurant where we were. It was a gun-free zone. So I followed the law and left my legal gun locked in my vehicle. Of course, the man that was stalking me did not have a handgun carry permit, and he brought that gun in illegally and shot my husband 6 times right in front of myself and everyone in the middle of the restaurant. I'll probably wonder for the rest of my life if I could have prevented that. Of course, I'll never know because I was denied a chance.
You know what? I go back to you and I sat on a panel on Fox News in New York City on the Stossel show about what's that been? Gosh, time is flying. You tell me 10 years ago, Ben's murder. I cannot believe it's been that long ago. It's just mind-boggling how fast time flies. But I'm going to guess we sat on that panel about 5 years ago in New York City at Fox News Center, didn't we?
I think so, yeah.
And it was myself, you, and our dear friend, we both know her very well, and she's a hero of mine, that's Susanna Hupp. The three of us were on that panel. I'll never forget John Stossel asking Susanna the question while we were on that, and it was a live audience too, by the way, when he said, Susanna, your pistol, your gun was in your truck that day. If you had been able to have it on you, or if you had violated Texas state law and had the pistol in that restaurant with you, would it have made a difference? And if you remember, I'm sure you recall, she famously looked at John and then looked at the camera and she said, you know, I don't know. But what I do know is it would have changed the odds. And I've told that story many times over. And like what you just said, you'll probably never know. However, I think you would agree with Susanna that it more than likely would have changed the odds, correct?
Yes, I believe so. And actually, now that I think about it, I think that interview was like 8 years ago, Mark.
Oh, don't tell me that, please. I'm going to stick with 5, okay? I'll even say 3. I don't want to be 8 years older from that. It seems like it was yesterday. And I honestly,
it's been a while.
It really has. Honestly, Nikki, as more time goes by, this must make you angrier when you watch what's happening out there today.
Well, sure. I've been talking about this over and over and over again for the past decade. And, you know, sometimes you think, gosh, is anybody really listening? Is anybody really understanding what I'm saying and why I'm saying it? Because these things keep happening over and over again. And we still see these gun-free zones and we still see these horrible mass public shootings. And people are still defenseless in these places. And, yeah, it gets very bewildering and tiresome after all of these years trying my best to educate people that this is still going on. People are still made vulnerable.
You can't give up. Your voice is too important. And I know how frustrating it is. You know what I do for a living. You and I have done this together many, many times in many different venues. And people are hearing you. People are hearing you. And more people are hearing you month after month, year after year, when you do shows like this. Let's talk about your book briefly. Your book is what, Denied a Chance?
Yeah, Denied a Chance, How Gun Control Helped a Stalker Murder My Husband. You can find it on Amazon, or you can find it at my website, deniedachance.com.
And the individual that murdered your husband is now behind bars. What kind of sentence did he get? 10 years has gone by. Are we closer? Is this guy getting out?
Yes, unfortunately, this guy is going to get out. It was a bench trial. The murderer gets to choose that. Of course, there was no jury. I think a jury would have given him the max, and they would have stuck with first degree. But unfortunately, the judge dropped it from first degree premeditated murder to second degree, even though when the police searched this guy's truck, they found two more guns, ammunition, a baseball bat, binoculars, gloves, rope, and a knife.
Well, I guess everybody has that in their car, right? Everybody has that in their car, just in case they feel like murdering somebody one day. So maybe he wasn't planning. This is ridiculous. The more I hear about this, of course I know this story intimately, but it angers me. I'll never forget getting the call from you telling me that the judge had dropped it. I couldn't believe I was hearing that. I couldn't believe it. I remember the shock in your voice when you said that. I thought it was scandalous.
Unfortunately, in the state of Tennessee, second-degree murder, which is what he dropped it to, is only 15 to 25 years. And he didn't even get the max for that. He gave him 23 years. So he'll be out, you know.
Is he getting credit for time served also?
I gave a victim impact statement. And in that statement, before the judge and everyone in the courtroom, I said, the very least you can do is give him 100%, you know, make him serve 100% of the time. Don't let him out early for good behavior, you know, no parole. And he at least did that. So he does have to serve the complete 23 years, but it's going to be terrifying for me when he is let out. Cause like you said, it has already been 10 years.
So. You're a young woman. Back then, 10 years ago, 23 years seems like a lifetime. It was more than half your age at the time.
When I'm in my mid-50s, he will be set free.
I'm in my mid-50s. It's
it's terrifying.
It is terrifying. And have you heard or has he threatened? Do you know anything? Has he been quiet? Has there been anything mentioned about you at all? Do you know?
Back when he was very first arrested, and when the trial was going on, it took 3 years to go to trial,
right?
Even though there were 50 witnesses and multiple video cameras that picked up everything. And he was caught obviously there on the scene. He would write letters to my attorney addressed to me. And at first my attorney showed me, you know, the first letter or two. And it just disturbs me. You know, you're thinking as a victim, maybe you can get some answers.
Right.
But there are no answers. It just, I told the attorney, I said, you know what? I don't want to see these anymore. You know, if he still sends them, fine. If there's anything threatening in there, let me know. You know, if you feel like my life is in danger, let me know. But other than that, this is just going to make things worse for me. So I don't want to see them.
Well, good for you. And fortunately, we have another 13 years to go. But you look back now and you see how fast time flies. It really is scary.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that our criminal justice system lets these people back out into society.
I know.
This guy has already proven what he's capable of. And they're going to let him back out. And I can promise you he'll be just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, when he's released.
Did he have a family?
Does he have a family?
Yeah.
The murderer does have a father and a sister. From what I understand, he was divorced and didn't have children.
Okay.
So no, he doesn't have his own.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. All right. Well, the fact of the matter is, the gist of what you're hearing, listener, is that the individual who murdered Nikki's husband, Ben, is going to be walking the streets again. And, Nikki, I'm with you on this. I don't know how many times. I think we've talked about this off-air many times, too. When you look at some of these crimes committed that we've discussed over the years, and you see that the killer had a rap sheet. How many times have you seen? He's got a rap sheet as long as my arm. Why does anyone with a rap sheet as long as your arm, why is that person even out? And when you look at some of the crimes, you see that he was convicted of manslaughter or he was convicted. I mean, these are heinous crimes and these people are out. It doesn't make any sense to me. Half the problems in Chicago could probably be eliminated if we started putting these clowns in prison and gave them lengthy sentences. Again, Chicago, by the way, another 50 people shot over the weekend, 6 killed just this past weekend, listener, in Chicago alone. And they want to talk to you about taking your assault weapons and putting background checks on you. We're going to go there with Nikki in just a couple of minutes. Nikki, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. I'm talking with Nikki Gosar. The book is Denied a Chance. You can find it at Amazon or on her website. And we'll be back right after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today. You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. I'm going to continue the conversation now with Nikki Gosar. The book, Denied a Chance. You heard very compelling segment in the previous segment. We know what happened to Nikki's husband. She is a victim, and he was a victim of gun control, of gun-free zones. Nikki, let's move forward now to, and I call them the clown posse. You don't have to get sucked into my calling those, what are we up to, 1,280 Democrats running now on the progressive socialist ticket? I forget. I've lost count when I see the pictures up on the fake news. I see 50 pictures. I'm like, well, that must be the first debate, right? I don't even know who it is anymore. But when you see this group, every single one of them, right down to the last socialist, calling for more gun control and making it a central part of their campaign, that's got to drive you nuts.
It's disturbing, definitely, because I don't believe that more gun control is the answer. Not all victims of violent crime want more gun control. There are definitely some things that we can do, but things like red flag laws, I believe it's unconstitutional. There's no proper due process. It's pretty scary. Red flag laws concern me a great deal. There's problems with universal background checks that we can talk about.
We're going to go in both of those directions right now. And I've got some news here that is actually breaking today, earlier today, that I want to talk with you about too quickly. But there's a report out now, and a friend of mine and yours, David Kodria, is reporting, and it is running now in the top section of the gun feed from about, I guess it was about 1 o'clock earlier today, this afternoon Eastern time, that the ATF is now going to be moving on pistol braces at the direction of Donald Trump. If you know anything about what happened in Dayton, it was not an AR-15 rifle. It was an AR-15 pistol, and he had a pistol brace on it. I have a SIG pistol brace, and let me tell you right now, listener, I'm not giving that away any more than I gave my bump stock away. I didn't give my bump stock away. I can't find it. I don't know where it is, but I didn't give it to any law enforcement agency, and I never will. And they want to do the same thing to this property I have up here again? They're not going to get that either. I'm not giving it away. I'm not sure I'll be able to find it when I look for it again, but I'm not giving it to anybody. Nikki, it appears that Donald Trump, if this report is correct, is ready to move and reclassify another inanimate object with no moving parts to ban them. Now, we're going to go to universal background checks. He looks ready to move there. And then I want to go to red flag laws. He looks ready to move there. When you hear something like this that's out today, what goes through your mind?
It's a knee-jerk reaction. It's part of that whole do something problem that we seem to have every time some evil person does something like this. People just say, well, do something. Well, the question should be, is the something that you want to do actually going to have a real impact and going to lower homicides? I don't see that some of these gun control measures are really going to do what they want them to do, other than to, infringe on the rights of law-abiding people. Criminals could care less.
Would bump stock ban have did the bump stock ban, or would it, if it were in effect when Ben was murdered, have prevented his murder?
No. He didn't use a bump stock. I mean, he just used a semi-auto. I think it was a Ruger 45 that anyone can purchase.
It was a handgun. Well, that's what they say they don't want to ban, is handguns. Except they've reclassified that now to semi-automatic weapons. They're demonizing that term. They've made that part of the lexicon so that all semi-automatics fall under that heading of semi-automatic. That includes handguns. Listen to you. Watch the way these people are playing games, and that's what you're up against. Would a move by the ATF and Trump's signature to ban pistol braces have saved your husband? Of course, that's a rhetorical question. But this is how crazy we get, because people like Nikki just said, we knee-jerk to that default, we have to do something. And then when you ask them, what? I agree with you. What? You get crickets. You get this. Oh, that's you don't get that. No, you get crickets. Where's the crickets? Nope, I'll have to go back later to the crickets. You don't get applause. You get crickets with the wrong button on the board. But they're silent because they know there is no law. They just want to do something. ATF move on pistol braces. And David Kodria has a pretty good track record with some of these sources. So we'll see what happens. Let's go now, because we know pistol braces, we know bump stocks, worthless.
I would say, Mark, let me just say, if they want to do something that would truly make a difference and help save lives, then get rid of so many of these gun-free zones. Let law-abiding citizens who legally own a gun, who have their handgun carry permit, who can carry legally in their state, let them carry. Let them carry to protect themselves and their families. It's foolish to slap a sign on a door that says no guns allowed, and you have no metal detectors, no armed security at every entrance, you're not taking bags. So any bad guy can get in there and do anything he wants and kill as many people as he wants. And they're drawn to these places. I mean, they want to get the highest body bag count. If you were a bad guy, where would you go? To shoot as many people as possible where you know they're going to be helpless. It's going to be a gun-free zone. Well, it's just common sense.
Well, you know as well as I do that more guns aren't the answer, Nikki. That's what they tell us. More guns aren't the answer. Cuomo stood up at a bill signing flanked by Nancy Pelosi in New York State. I still don't know why that San Francisco communist was in New York State, but I digress. Anyway, she was there, and someone in the crowd asked if he would be all for arming teachers. This was about 6 to 12 months ago. And he said, yeah, that's just what we need, is a shootout. Somebody shooting back is a shootout in a school. That's what we need. He said, it's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. Of course, he was flanked by security guards that if someone came in during the bill signing and tried to assassinate and take him out, I am presuming he would expect his armed security detail to shoot back. It's okay for the governor to be protected, but not kids. These people are flat out liars. And when you look at statements like that, this is intellectual dishonesty at its core. This is putting political agenda, politics, above your life and the lives of your kids. Nikki, what you said is spot on. And let me make this clear. The individual, let's do a hypothetical here. I kind of like this. We'll play theater of the mind. You're on your way to let's call it a outdoor First Friday festival in the town square, in whatever town you live in. They do this every Friday. And before you get there, you stop at the bank and the grocery store and the liquor store, and you run around and do a little bit of shopping. In each of those cases, you are not aware of the fact that you are standing behind a woman who has a gun on her hip or in her purse at the bank. And standing on both sides of you at the grocery store are lawfully armed concealed carry permit holders, probably a lot more than just those two. And then when you head over to the Home Depot to grab some charcoal for your ride home, because we know you're going to grill hard when you get home, there's a guy openly carrying a handgun. Then it dawns on you, wow, I saw every one of those people at the First Friday event I was just at. But there was a sign when you went in that said no guns allowed. So because they're law-abiding citizens, they disarmed. What is it about that particular venue that we don't trust those people, yet we trust them in every single scenario I just mentioned to you? Nikki, we're getting ready to take a break. Think about that. When we come back, I want to ask you, then we're going to tackle universal background checks and red flag laws with someone who has lived the nightmare of a gun-free zone. Don't go away.